Amen. Please remain standing for the reading of our sermon text from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. 1 Corinthians 1, 18 through 25, and that's on page 1119 in the Pew Bible. Hear God's word. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Amen. You may be seated. And I ask that you pray with me. Lord, thank you. Father, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you for giving us this word. Thank you for giving us salvation through the message preached. Thank you for giving us grace to believe. And we pray, Lord, that we would believe yet again, and then live out the truth of what you have given. Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom, and thank you for the power of the gospel. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Sermon title this morning is The Cross, the Power and Wisdom of God. The cross, the power and wisdom of God. And in our passage, we see there is this contrast between the wisdom of God and the wisdom of man, and that the wisdom of man comes out to foolishness as it's compared to the wisdom of God. And so Paul quotes from Isaiah, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. And so he asks the question, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? And so you see the contrast between man's wisdom, which is foolishness, but then the foolishness of God is actually wiser than that of men. And so we see this contrast back and forth. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. That is foolishness to those who are ending up in eternal misery. And by contrast, God's wisdom is so far above man's wisdom that it destroys man's wisdom and makes foolish worldly wisdom. You see in verse 19, it says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. And then also, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? And why is that? Well, the world, through its great wisdom, did not know God. And so, if you think of the great wise people of the world, like the Platos and the Socrates, they didn't come to know God. They weren't saved through their wisdom. And through their wisdom, they did not know God. Matthew Henry, commenting on this, says this: in spite of all their wisdom, ignorance still prevailed and iniquity still abounded. Men were puffed up by their imaginary knowledge and rather further alienated from God, and therefore it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. So it's not by all the great learning and knowledge of the wise people that God brings salvation. It's through the foolishness of the message preached. And so God's power and God's wisdom are what, by surprise, vividly displayed at the cross of Christ. You wouldn't expect that a man dying as a criminal on a cross would be the display of God's wisdom and a display of God's power, but that's what the scripture says, God's power and wisdom in the cross of Christ. And so we proclaim Jesus Christ and him crucified. Why does it matter? It matters because knowing God and being saved are only possible through the cross of Christ. Not possible through man's wisdom, not possible through man's works, because the truth of the matter is we are powerless to save ourselves, and we are also without wisdom to be able to save ourselves. And so we need to be made wise unto salvation, and that only comes through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Only the cross deals decisively with sin. And that's the problem. The problem isn't that we're uneducated. The problem is that we've sinned and we've offended a holy God. And only the cross deals decisively with sin. And since sin is an offense to God, it separates us from God. And so some way needs to be made to bring us back to God. And only the cross does this. And so we want to look at the cross from two aspects. One, as it is the power of God, and then also that it is the wisdom of God. And so the cross is the power of God. It says in verse 24, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God. Why do we need power? We need power because sin renders us powerless to save ourselves. And if you think of Romans 5, where it says, God demonstrates his own love toward us in this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still without power, Christ died for us. And so we need power to be saved from sin because we're powerless to save ourselves. The Bible describes us as dead in our trespasses and sins. What can a dead man do to save himself? And the answer is nothing. He needs power from outside in order to save him. And so we need to be made alive. And that's what the gospel does. When we hear the message preached, the Lord quickens us, gives us life so that we can believe. And so the cross is the power of God. And it's a surprising power because would you expect that God would bring salvation through an execution? That's what he does. Christ was executed, and God brought salvation through the execution of the Messiah. Why? Because he died, but he didn't stay dead. After 3 days, he rose again to new life. And those who are in him also are raised up to new life. And so the Son dies in the place of those who are in him, but also is raised from the dead for those who are in union with him. And so now we, who are in Christ by faith, we have power to live a new life. We have power to say no to sin and say yes to loving obedience to God. Amen. And so the Son, the Lord Jesus, does what no ordinary man can do because of the weakness of sinful flesh. Jesus didn't have the weakness of sinful flesh. He was sinless, and he didn't have weak sinful flesh. So he did what we could not do. He fulfilled the law. But then we also fulfill the law as we walk in the Spirit. In Romans 8, it says that the law is fulfilled in those who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And so the Son does what no ordinary man can do because of weak, sinful flesh. He fulfilled the law in himself, and he fulfills it in us as we walk in the Spirit. And so this morning I ask, do you need power? Do you need power to live the Christian life? Well, believe that you have that power in Christ, and then live out that power in the new life that is given. Power not to sin, but power to live in loving obedience to and for God. So believe the message of the cross, the power of God. Believe the message of the cross, the wisdom of God. Anybody need wisdom? If you need wisdom, ask, and the Lord will give wisdom. He has also given us wisdom in the cross of Christ. And we desperately need wisdom because sin renders us foolish and unable to save ourselves. And yet even so, the cross looks foolish. How can God save a people condemned to death by someone else who's condemned to death? And so the cross looks like foolishness. However, man's wisdom does not bring salvation. As we read earlier, it comes to nothing and does not bring the knowledge of God. And so we read in verse 21, For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. How many of us have believed the foolishness of the message preached? Isn't it amazing what God can do from just a message? Just a message. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe that message, and it seems like, to the world's eyes, a foolish message, if you believe that message, then you've been saved. And it's amazing that God can take something like that and use that to save people who are lost. How amazing is that? But that's God's way. It pleases him through the foolishness of the message to save those who believe. Now, this goes in contrast to our culture. Our culture is very wisdom, knowledge, and education oriented. We tend to trust in knowledge and wisdom to be able to save us. And so we listen to these things, and we expect that that we will be taught how to live with one another and how to prosper and how to get along without God. I mean, that's what our education system is all about. How to live life successfully without God. But we're foolish if we think worldly wisdom and knowledge can save us, because it can't. And if you don't believe me, look at the front page of your newspaper or look at the news at late night, and you'll see that we can't live life successfully without God. Amen. We desperately need God. Amen. And so I urge you to believe the message of the cross, because the cross is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And as we believe in that message, we will have wisdom. Believe and live out the wisdom of the cross, that wisdom that says no to foolishness and yes to the wisdom of obedience. Jesus Christ decided that it would be better to die than to disobey his Father. And so we need to have the same kind of attitude regarding sin. We'd rather die than sin against our Father in heaven. And the Bible does tell us that we need to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow Jesus. And so there is wisdom in the cross. And there's power in the cross. And so, beloved, let us go on proclaiming Jesus Christ and him crucified. And preach Christ crucified. Yes, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Greeks. But to we who are being saved, it is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so thankful that you made a way for powerless and foolish ones to come back to you. And we realize there's only one way, and that is through the cross of Jesus Christ. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you and pray that if there are any here who have not yet trusted in that way, that you would give them grace to believe the foolishness of the message and to be saved and to call on your name and to say quite simply, Lord, save me. And I believe that if we cry out in that way to you, you will hear and save. And so, Lord, bless us as we seek to live in a way that's pleasing you in your power and your wisdom. And so give us grace to believe and keep believing the power and the wisdom of your cross. And Lord, we pray also that you would bless us as we partake of the Lord's table. Thank you, Lord, that as often as we do it, we proclaim your death, your saving power, your gospel. Thank you, Lord. We ask your blessing on our receiving of the Lord's table as well. And so fill us with your Spirit and strengthen us to walk with you today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.